Welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Monday, June 7th, 2021. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone, RBN is listener-supported, folks. Please donate whatever is manageable. No donation is too small. Free speech simply cannot stay alive without being funded by we the people. Please help ensure that RBN continues broadcasting uncensored content well into the future. You can use PayPal on the RBN website donate page. You can call our RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. You can call in to donate at 800-724-2719 extension 3. Or you can mail in your donation, cash, check, money order, to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly appreciate it, folks. We have a chat room located at beyondton.chatango.com for anyone who'd like to contribute some posts in our chat room there. And I do have my regular Monday co-host alongside me here, Mr. Paul Edward Stevenson. Hello, Paul.
Hi, Richard. Great to be with you.
Yes, great to hear from you this Monday as always, sir. And I'm just looking through the news out there. I don't know if there's too much I noticed that's really urgent news, but we're hearing a lot about the economic situation, of course. They also regarding the U.S. making it even worse, considering how much they've outsourced nearly everything, and you know, it's just been a service economy for so long. How is it in England there and the UK in general? I mean, these days,
well,
I mean,
said,
as far as production,
minimal. Mm-hmm. All we do is produce corrupt politicians.
Right.
You're and you said, and you said, you know, nothing urgent. Well, one thing that isn't urgent over here in the news is actually opening up the country again and getting rid of all these restrictions, because we had the cringeworthy day of freedom, as it's known over here now, in the diary for the 21st of June, where the roadmap to freedom would be complete. But alas, they have decided now, you imagine my surprise, that's going to be, you know, pushed back. That was the narrative and the sort of rhetoric that was coming out of the Downing Street and the Health Secretary Matt Hancock. So I can't confirm that, but you know, I don't think you would need to be a prophet to predict that that's going to be, you know, postponed. This is the same government that basically needed 3 weeks to flatten the curve, which is now 441 days later, and they still haven't opened up the country properly. We're still wearing masks. There's still all sorts of hoops that you have to jump through to do certain things. So, you know, there's no urgency with giving the citizens back their liberty. And But yeah, we don't produce anything over here either, Richard. Probably less than you guys. It's a pretty much completely service-based economy.
Yes, and I mean, how long can that really be sustainable with our standard of living, with the buying power of our currencies? You'd think that within less than a generation that there'll be a correction, so to speak. But I mean, that's what you hear from the elites. They want to bring us down to third world living standards. You hear that all the time. I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
Well, yeah, because the chickens will come home to roost. I mean, you know, you can only consume what you produce. And if you're only consuming and you're not producing anything, this is a recipe for disaster, particularly if you're having laughable, hostile kind of narratives towards the likes of China and other countries that are actually producing the stuff and sending it to you. Well, why should they? They can produce the stuff for themselves, and they could let the West starve in the process, or close to it, or suffer anyway, because we're not producing enough, and the currencies are being devalued. And the likes of Russia and China looking on, you can be guaranteed that, you know, they are, you know, increasing their positions in gold, and that they are aware that, you know, I really do think the day is going to come, and it might not be too long, where, you know, the likes of China and Russia are going to dump their dollars. They're going to be hot potatoes soon enough, and then it's going to be a real disaster.
Yes. Yeah, I have to wonder, I mean, how much anything can get back to the way things were. Certainly not what those in power want with this new normal, great reset sort of propaganda they're spewing everywhere. Once you give away your freedoms, you know, good luck getting them back. I mean, these people are drunk on that extra power and control.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe it'll actually waken a few very, very naive people up. You know, over the years we've spoke about, you know, people having this almost childlike, naive, sort of misplaced, you know, trust in government. And the masses now are getting affected by this, where it's like, oh, well, you know, we can't go to the pub like we used to. We can't go on holiday anymore like we used to. And the government said that, you know, that we would have our freedoms back. And, oh, it seems that the government aren't really that trustworthy after all, you know. And, you know, I mean, the governments must be laughing at them, you know. And it's just, it's just amazing to me that people think that, oh, we're going to be opening up on the 21st because the government said so. Oh, if we take our vaccines, then we're going, you know, everything's going to be back to normal. We took our vaccines and things aren't back to normal. You know, it's just like, when is the penny going to drop with these people, you know?
Mm-hmm. I noticed one video out there, expect a full-blown currency crisis by design, they're saying. And the markets always have wildly fluctuating precious metals these days. Of course, it's always been manipulated, the gold and silver. Supply chains, others are talking about the supply chains primarily. Chaos sweeps across supply chains as freight crisis sends shipping prices to sky highs. They're saying everything, food, furniture, electronics, lumber, everything soars to new heights with every passing day regarding your spending power.
I think that's all deliberate too. I do, because what's happening is that's actually squashing. I mean, if you're a smaller business and you're competing with those big containers, and you're trying to get those containers shipped across, well, guess what? It's getting a lot more expensive to ship off your goods. So what you have is a bidding war. So you'd be competing with, you know, the bigger companies like Amazon to ship their stuff, and you might be a small business and you just cannot afford to pay the kind of cost that is required to ship your goods, and therefore you're going to suffer, and the big guys are going to end up eating the little fish as usual. It's just going to end up having a monopoly. It's just a kind of a, you know, whoever, it's just like, it's just schoolboy stuff, you know. The biggest boy in the class is the one that's going to be able to, you know, eat the lunch if there's only one lunch in the room. That's what it's like. And, you know, I mean, maybe I'm cynical, but that's deliberate. But, you know, I think also that's a smokescreen for the inflation, because they can say, oh, we've got these supply chain problems and it's pushing the prices up of everything. And it's kind of designed to maybe mask the fact that, no, you know, the prices are going up because you have printed up all this money. Nobody's producing anything. You've got all this money chasing fewer goods because we're not producing anything. And it all has to be sort of brought in from China. I mean, it's just, the whole thing's a mess, and it's going to get worse, you know, because it's not based in any, it's not based in reality. And there's only so much you can, like, keep this sort of whole facade going before it just collapses. And, you know, the Federal Reserve and the big companies and stuff, they'll be there. They'll benefit from it while everyone else suffers, you know?
Speaking of the biggest boy in the class, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos has revealed he and his brother Mark will join the crew and passengers when the Bezos-owned Blue Origin shuttle makes its first commercial flight into space July 20th. And they're going to have a third person who's going to be the winner of some bidding they're doing, currently standing at $2.8 million. But yeah, suborbital reusable New Shepard rocket. So
The whole thing's a freak show, mate, you know?
Yeah.
If it wasn't so tragic, it would be funny, you know?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. And now, of course, with the increasing inflation from all of Biden's funny money, you know, that he's creating, and this infrastructure plan he has, I mean, none of our priorities are in order. The Green Deal, you know, I mean, trying to go electric with ridiculous states. The technology isn't there. The people who run the technology don't want it to be low cost and efficient. They're not ready for those kind of changes. They're just concerned with making the money. Regarding the current standards of, you know, electric vehicles and other such. So, I mean, it's trying to get more people off the road is what it's ultimately going to do, if anything.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just trying to penalize drivers and stuff. And by the way, that so-called infrastructure bill, I mean, I don't know the full details of it, but that thing's got like, it's just a catchphrase for just about anything that.
Yeah, catch-all.
Infrastructure bill. Yeah, right. It's like a catch-all for just about every little far-left socialist spending spree that you could possibly imagine, and they just call it an infrastructure bill. I mean, it's just laughable. I think there's only about maybe, you know, a third of it is actually, you know, honestly could be even described remotely as infrastructure spending, you know? They've got all these policies for, you know, single mothers and stuff and childcare and all sorts of stuff. And, you know, and paid holidays for pregnant mothers and vacations for, you know, fathers who have children. I mean, what's that got to do with infrastructure? I don't know the details of it, but it's full of leftist, socialist spending, you know, policies, which are nothing to do with infrastructure, but they just call it infrastructure anyway, you know?
Mm-hmm. And how about the markets? I know you keep up with the stock market more than I do. The manipulation's just off the charts the past year. They don't want to really reference the COVID lockdowns as much of what is responsible. I mean, even in that reference to the supply chains I made, the first things they say is extreme weather, cyber attacks, heated demand. They do mention local and global inflation. I mean, that is related to the money printing from all this, but
you know. Yeah, so what you want to do basically is get into, as far as protecting yourself, you want to get into gold and silver as a store of value, and then if you want to make some money, to me the play is the gold and mining silver stocks and the emerging markets, and that, and you know, which companies, you know, value stocks which are paying dividends. I mean, I've got about, I don't know, I mean, I have invested a lot. But what I have invested, I don't think I'm down on anything. And most of it is either gold and silver stocks. I mean, one of my silver companies, I mean, I don't exactly know what's going on with this company, but this company is just exploding. It's gone up 32%, and the price of silver hasn't even gone up that much. So I don't know what's going on with this company. I mean, and they're a good company. I'm just really kind of shocked at their performance in the last sort of week particularly. But, you know, companies that will pay good dividends. You know, most of the companies I that I'm involved with, they're paying 5, 6, 7, 8% dividends. So that you don't even have to have this sort of crazy type performance, because the stock market's just been a
casino. Sorry, I think we lost you there for a second.
Yeah, I'm saying the stock market has just become a casino. There's no real investing being done. It's just all, you know, it's just one fad to the next, whether it's cryptocurrency, you know, whether it's these meme stocks like AMC and BlackBerry and what do you call the other one, GameStop. I mean, and then everyone just sort of piles into it in this crazy momentum. And there's a few people who make money. And then everyone else who bought at the top, they just get wiped out. So my own approach to it is gold and silver mining stocks and emerging markets, because they won't be affected so much by the collapse of Western currencies, particularly the dollar, you know?
Yes. Yeah, no, that's a good point. And of course, you aren't suggesting that someone could ever expect to wind up with physical gold and silver from those tickets. But it, you know, you would want to sell it before things had a turn for the worst. Basically, be the short, I don't know, short selling or semi midterm selling, so to speak. I mean, you understand, of course. Yeah. I mean, expecting to get the physical is not realistic when you buy gold and silver stocks. But you know that going in.
I'm not talking about buying like ETFs, like, you know, paper silver contracts. I mean, I'm talking about buying actual from, if you can get it. You know, I mean, you can still get it over here. I'm sure there's plenty of places, even though I know there has been a shortage of supply and they're putting up the, you know, the premiums. But you can still buy, you know, gold and silver bullion. In addition to that, I'm talking about the gold and silver mining stocks, the mining companies.
I see.
As opposed to ETFs, you know, which are kind of like, you know, paper contracts, future contracts. And there's probably, you know, is the way they trade silver. You know, they're probably trading silver at a rate of about 10 times more than the actual silver is actually on the planet, you know?
Yeah, I have heard ridiculous projections like that. It's hard to believe, but yeah.
Well, it's just more corruption, isn't it? And of course, they can squeeze the silver market by doing that, by short selling, you know? So, and they have been doing that. But I think silver particularly is like a coiled spring. And I think if you're holding silver, the more you have of it, the better, because I think when silver explodes, it's really, really going to go really quickly, you know? Well, whether it's next month or 6 months' time or a year, I think you're going to see a fairly dramatic move. I mean, silver is about $28 at the minute. It wouldn't surprise me if you see a move from 28 to like 50 in the space of about sort of a couple of weeks or something, you know, something like that.
Mm-hmm. And, well, and you mentioned companies that are on the way up, growing. You know, a lot of them may not be the most ethical or well, with the best potential results. I mean, Bill Gates wants to move everyone away from meat. You know, he wants everyone to eat his synthetic meat products. There are a few of these brands out there. I've heard of a few of them. Beyond Meat. What was the other one? I can't remember the other one right now, but I mean, you know, these, I bet these things will do just fine, because there's a lot put into, impossible meat or impossible burger or something like that. But, there's anything that's tied to the globalist, agenda. You know, I'm sure that would probably be good to invest in right now if you don't care about ethics. We'll be right back.
Yeah, if you want to be sitting. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Burning all in conduction under the lost cause land. I see the ways that the lines are drawn.
We're back, folks. Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with my Monday co-host, Paul Edward Stevenson. And, well, Paul, we have heard a bit about the Arizona investigation into the election. A lot of people are on edge, we're hearing, waiting to see what the declared results of that will be, and you know how many other key states, swing states, may follow with doing similar audits if this proves fruitful. Of course, you know, corporate media is saying, oh, these are all Trump-supporting conspiracy theorists. There's no way Trump would have won. And then no one shows up.
Biden
goes to speak somewhere. Of course, no one shows up for him. He can't get a crowd, but we're supposed to believe that he is the most highly elected, most election results and most votes in history of any president or something.
Yeah. The most populous cloned robot in presidential history.
Right.
He looks like, that's what he looks like. I mean, he doesn't really look like a proper person. He looks like sort of kind of robotic, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, he's looking so much for his cues when he's up there on the podium, so he doesn't screw up and look too obviously unfit for the post.
But, well, I mean, they'll say, you know, when they don't like something, they know how powerful that is, and they'll just like say, sadly, it is powerful to an extent, but they'll just say it's a conspiracy theory, and then a bit like the you know, the Wuhan lab thing where Fauci. Batch, you know.
I'm sorry, you cut out for a second. You were mentioning Wuhan, the lab. Fauci, I hear Fauci's
national... I lost you there, person.
Yeah. We had a bit of a connection issue, but now, you speaking of the Wuhan lab, another article covering that a bit. Fauci's NIH-funded Wuhan military scientist had died mysteriously after filing a COVID vaccine patent. Surely that couldn't be related whatsoever, though. You know, Fauci, come on, he's a stand-up guy. You know, Rand Paul is just picking on him.
Yeah, that Rand Paul is just another, you know, just he's just a racist, probably. That's what his problem is.
Right, Trump right. Supporter. Yeah, because he's trying to dissuade people of color from getting the COVID vaccine, the life-saving. Yeah. Obviously, yes. Rand Paul is clearly just due to racism for him to criticize the official stance.
Yeah. There's something evil about Rand Paul. I'm sure. You know, it's just like, you know, if he says something, we can dismiss it. You know, especially if he's, you know, challenging and been mean to Saint Fauci. St. Anthony Fauci.
A lot is coming out, you know, even though I think the fact that these lockdowns are unjustified, looking at the real death numbers, you know, the survivability rate, how many more people are dying from the shots, are going to die from these DNA-altering experimental shots than actual COVID-related symptoms. COVID or symptoms from something which could be the flu, for that matter. Former, the ex-CDC director was threatened after he said COVID-19 originated in a lab. You know, he said he didn't expect to receive death threats from fellow scientists after he said during a TV interview that he believed COVID-19 originated in a lab. But this is being reported pretty widely, getting out there. I mean, as much as I think suddenly talking about whether it was created in a lab or not at this with this timing might just be a way to scare people into getting the vaccines, keep the lockdowns up. Hey, you know, you need to be afraid of this thing. It wasn't even natural. So, you know, that because the timing is just too. I'm not saying that it wasn't created in a lab. You know, signs are pointing to that. But the timing for which the official narrative to be shifting to suddenly now, after people being banned for a year on big tech for suggesting such, now suddenly, oh, no, it's OK to say that. But, you know, they can't hide it anymore. I mean, even Daily Mail was reporting this about the ex-CDC director being threatened. So, you know, when the Daily Mail reports something, the elites want the information out there. I think that's safe to say.
Yeah, but, you know, it just shows you how politicized, you know, the so-called scientific community are. I mean, you know, it's just like, you know, the whole thing has been politics and masquerading as science from the start. And, you know, of course it's so heavily politicized. And, you know, apart from anything else, though, apart from the fact it exposes what is probably lies or, you know, who knows what the agenda is, like you're talking about, they suddenly come out and say it's from this lab or whatever, you know, whether it's another layer to the conspiracy or whether it's just they got caught out and now they have to say, oh, well, it's okay, you know. You know, it just... the other thing is, well, who really cares? I mean, it's not the coronavirus was ever the problem in the first place.
We'll be right back.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with Paul Edward Stevenson, my Monday co-host, an Irishman located just outside London. And we've had another poll, Paul, this one from Paul Joseph Watson over at summit.news is reporting on it, at least. Majority of Americans believe COVID came from a Wuhan lab, and a quarter of those people believe it was released on purpose. They're saying 58% of Americans agree it is definitely or probably true that the virus came out of the Wuhan lab, and that's up 9% from the findings from a year ago with the poll they took then. I don't know, though, that they're claiming, though, that 43% of Democrats believe the virus came out of the lab. So that they're saying that it's only 15% that's left, if it's of that 58. So then only 15% of Republicans believe it came from a lab. I don't know. That sounds a little kooky to me, but I don't know who's actually taking these polls. You know, usually this info gets out on tweets from whatever the Maybe it looks like it may have been from YouGov. YOUGOV. Some government. YouGov.
Yeah, YouGov.com. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Oh, YouGov America, right? Yeah, we've got a user, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I suspect that, you know, it probably did come out of a lab. And when you look at, you know, Fauci's emails, you know, it exposes him for what a hypocrite he is. But apart from that, what does it actually tell us? You know, I mean, who cares? Coronavirus was never a problem in the first place. It was always a problem. It was the government's response to it. So I would suspect if it was released out of a lab, then it was probably released by the Western intelligence services. You know, why would the Chinese deliberately do it? So I think, you know, of course, you've got the usual sort of Fox News, you know, watcher. And it's the same over here, you know, the kind of the center sort of right characters who want to, you know, demonize China for everything. So, you know, to me, that kind of narrative where, oh, the communist Chinese are attacking the West with a virus, I think that's a pile of nonsense. You know, what for what purpose? So what, so they could get, you know, America to declare war on them? I mean, you know, there is no motivation for the Chinese to do that. What would they need to do that for?
The United States government does not want you to believe that everything is being perpetrated from China. They want you to believe that Russia is doing some of the things as well. But yeah. Yeah. But exactly, your point's well taken. You know, your Daily Mail over there, it's also got a story out. The Pentagon funneled $39 million to a charity that funded the Wuhan lab. So they're willing to get this information out there too. So yeah, you know, this was just outsourcing basically the U.S. government, so they don't, because it's illegal here. You know, they probably were getting a bit too much attention when they decided to relocate. You know, their bio.
Yeah, that's all it is. That's all it is, and that's what, you know, that's what the emails, the Fauci emails showed, that they are involved in funding these kind of like what's the name for it. For those types of viruses where they just kind of juice them up and they, you know, they make them more potent and, you know, but they're kind of dangerous things if they escape. And, you know, they either, you know, it's a great narrative for them to create this virus, get rid of all the liberties in the West, blame the coronavirus on the economy and all the money printing, which is basically theft. Mass theft is an excuse like wars. It's an excuse for the money printers and the Jewish bankers to commit theft and wealth transfer, and then try and blame China for it, because the Chinese are holding all those dollars, and if they can get a war going with China, maybe that'll, you know, resolve things as well. I mean, it's so hard not to sort of be so cynical about everything, you know, because you're dealing with some very diabolical, depraved people, you know?
Indeed. Yeah, just a little... who elaborated this article? The Pentagon gave $39 million to a charity that funded controversial coronavirus research at a Chinese lab accused of being the source for COVID-19, federal data reveals. The news comes as the charity's chief, British-born scientist Dr. Peter Daszak, was exposed in an alleged conflict of interest and backroom campaign to discredit lab leak theories. The charity is named Eco Health Alliance, EHA, has come under intense scrutiny after it emerged that it had been using federal grants to fund research into coronaviruses at the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China. The U.S. nonprofit set up to research new diseases has also partly funded deeply controversial gain-of-function experiments where dangerous viruses are made more infectious to study their effects on human cells, rather. A political storm broke when former President Donald Trump canceled a $3.7 million grant to the charity last year, and amid claims that COVID-19 was created in or leaked from the Wuhan lab funded by EHA. But federal grant data assembled by independent researchers shows the charity received more than $123 million from the government from 2017 to 2020, and that one of its biggest funders is the Department of Defense, funneling almost $39 million to the organization since 2013. Exactly how much of that money went toward research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology is unknown. Grants from the Pentagon included $6,491,025 from the Defense Threat Reduction Agency, DTRA, from 2017 to 2020 with the description, understanding the risk of bat-borne zoonotic disease emergence in Western Asia.
Yeah, and that's the reason why they were, you know, trying to deflect attention into these this whole bat narrative. Not because they cared about whether it became out of a lab or not. They didn't care. What they cared about is that their funding of it and their support of it would eventually come to light, and that's what's happening now. Not because it's in a lab, but because they're funding it. So they wanted to keep attention away from it, but from this kind of bat narrative. And the Fauci emails show the same thing, you know?
Yes, but I do agree with you. I've been saying the same thing. You know, at this point, it's really not the most important thing to focus on, whether it was even man-made or not, intentionally released or not. We know that they've wanted these lockdowns as far as the global economic powers, World Economic Forum, with their Event 201, many others have been hinting about these sort of things for years. They've tried to have a bigger response with former outbreaks in the past couple decades, never got this sort of momentum. So they just cashed in on it when they could. Heart inflammation following COVID-19 vaccines in teens is being investigated. You know, heart inflammation in teens. Well, obviously that's rare otherwise. It just shows how dangerous and unnecessary these shots are. We have people pushing back, though. A woman in Colorado Springs who nearly died after the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is pushing for change, trying to get her story out there. So,
You listen, you know, the thing is, I think there's this massive gap between, you know, the MSM narrative and the reality of how people are aware of it. When you see, and I think I've mentioned this before, but when you see, like, you know, mainstream media clips like, and their little YouTube channels, whether it's The Sun or The Daily Mail or The Telegraph, and there's a little YouTube video, you know, 2 minutes long soundbite that, you know, Matt Hancock might have to postpone the Day of Freedom, you know, as cases rise in the UK again. You know, so many of these videos, they have to turn off the comments. I mean, I saw a video yesterday, and I download these videos just to keep my memory of it. But sometimes it's as many as, like, you know, 169 likes and, like, 8,000 dislikes. You know, it's just like... And you go through all the comments, and all these people are aware of it. They're all like, okay, you know, more Bolshevism, you know, more audacity. You know, people are, there's a lot of people out there who are aware of what's going on. And to the point that a lot of these videos have to get turned off, whether it's about some, you know, over here we've got all this controversy with the football team because the Euro 2000 or the Euro 2000, Euro 2021, which is the European national football competition. It's, you know, it's second only to the World Cup. And England played the other night and all the players took the knee. and now they've allowed, you know, your average person and the average football supporter would be your working class, your self-employed businessman and just your average guy. And they completely booed the taking the knee. And you know, so people are aware. People don't want all this nonsense. And, you know, there was another video. They rolled out that Tony Blair, there is no acceptable non-medical reason to turn down the vaccine. And again, the comments had to be turned off. I think there must have been about 8 likes and about 4,000 dislikes. You know, there's such a disconnect from what, you know, what the ruling order and the ruling class are pushing out and what normal people think, you know?
It's becoming so much more obvious just how dystopian, how Orwellian the media...
I mean, yeah.
The propaganda.
Just honestly, just to give you an example, there's this video, right? It's a 45-second clip on the Telegraph's YouTube channel. Again, the Telegraph's another, you know, mainstream media newspaper over here. And the title is, Tony Blair, there is no acceptable non-medical reason to turn down a vaccine. And just in case you think I'm, with my views, I'm exaggerating here. These are the exact figures, right? 49,797 views, right? So you've got nearly 57,000 views there. 262 likes. 3,100 dislikes, and the comments had to be turned off. Gareth Southgate, the little England manager who's probably ignorant of anything to do with politics, and, you know, I mean, I say that mildly pejoratively, because I guess why should he? I mean, he's a football manager. These guys spend their lives in football. That's why it becomes really irritating when they start responding to political issues. But Gareth Southgate says players are determined to keep taking the knee during the Euros, which is the competition when it actually starts. The figures for this one, 7,986 views. But bearing in mind, that's a Daily Mail, so they're not even getting a lot of views anyway. 40 likes, 810 dislikes, comments disabled.
Yeah.
So you've got the England manager saying, we're determined to keep taking the knee, you know, despite all those little fans who pay our wages booing, you know, all those racist fans.
I could say what they're determined to keep taking, but it wouldn't be appropriate on the radio. Here, listen, we have a call. Yeah. We have a caller on the line here. Let's hear what he has to say today. Charles in Florida. Hello. Hey, good day, Charles. What's on your mind?
Hello. Yeah, just Charles. It's Charles, not Tom.
Oh, no, yeah, that's what I said, Charles in Florida.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I misheard you.
Okay.
Yeah, the Telegraph now is, yesterday on the 6th, had an article on Prime Minister Boris Johnson that he's encouraging all the G7 to vote to vaccine passports and mandatory vaccination for everyone. And it noted in the article that his father, Stanley, that's by 2022, he wants it done. And it noted in the article that Boris Bozo Johnson, his father, Stanley Johnson, was a population control advocate, very strong. In 1982, he wrote a book called The Virus, advocating a world takeover with an imaginary vaccine that caused people to, you know, they would have mandatory vaccination.
I have trouble believing that could be. Well, Charles, I have trouble that could be referring to all citizens of England or the UK. I mean, I heard.
I don't know what the novel said.
I mean, just as an example, I recently heard a reference out of Italy, that there were mandatory vaccinations. I did some searches for it. The only thing that came up was regarding healthcare workers. So you know, you would lose your job if you're a healthcare worker in Italy and you don't take it. And most of the
things
from the past regarding other vaccinations for certain lines of work. I don't know. Perhaps that's more. Paul, what do you know of this? I can't imagine by next year they would try to force every citizen.
Anyway, the Telegraph, the Tory Telegraph, as they call it in England, it's the Tory Telegraph. It's a very ultra-conservative Tory publication. It's surprising they're attacking their own candidate that Boris Bozo Johnson is just a complete fake, you know, at least in this article. It's on thetruthseeker.co.uk.
Paul, do you want to respond?
Anyway, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt Paul.
Oh no. Let's hear what Paul has to respond to that with Charles.
Well, to some extent, that wouldn't surprise me, because Boris Johnson is a complete fake. And he's a complete puppet. He's completely part of that establishment. And nothing would surprise me. His whole family are a bunch of weirdos anyway. And, you know, the rhetoric is getting more and more aggressive towards the vaccines and certainly these passports and stuff. I mean, Matt Hancock, the health secretary, came out yesterday, and this was also a piece covered in the Telegraph. Vaccinating children will be positive for their education. There's a little YouTube video clip as well. 350 likes, 6,000 dislikes, comments disabled.
Right.
So I mean, you know, they're obsessed with this vaccine, these guys. You know, first it was, oh, we get the over 70s and the vulnerable vaccinated, and then it's the 50s. And they're hell-bent. These guys want everybody vaccinated, and they want everyone to take these two shots. And there's always this coercion for those outliers who are holding everybody back. And that's the kind of pressure that they're trying to bring to people who are not taking the vaccine. I think, unfortunately for them, there's just too many people at this stage anyway.
And some global,
it depends how many.
Yeah. And some global organizations have been suggesting it's actually far less than the claimed, 40%, more like 10% worldwide that have taken the shot. That's not very good for their propaganda campaign. Well, listen, Charles, appreciate your call as always, sir. We'll try to find more time for your call tomorrow. Sorry.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir. All right. We'll be right back.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-and-Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-and-Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
And we're back, folks. Final segment, Beyond the Official Narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Paul Edward Stevenson, Richard Carey here. And Paul, I was relaying before the break something John Stadmiller was covering last week. was a conference with some speakers, international body, talking about the vaccine agenda, basically. And, I mean, they were revealing numbers that were more like 10% who have worldwide gotten these shots so far. And they were hoping for, at best, like 40% this year, 60% by next year, as opposed to the impression that we're given out there in the corporate media that, you know, that we got, what, 40, 60% have taken shots, depending on who you are listening to, trying to make it sound far more successful. They don't want you to know how many people are reluctant to believe in these as being necessary or safe or effective.
Yeah, well, that's very interesting, isn't it? Because, you know, when they roll the likes of Tony Blair out, you know, and they invite him on, you know they're desperate. And because, you see, the propaganda isn't going to be enough for this, because for them to roll out this whole passport thing, they actually need people to have taken it for it to actually be effective. And the whole thing has been predicated on lies and dependent on mass compliance. And if they can, if there's a pushback and a lack of mass compliance on this vaccine issue alone, that will be a huge blow to them, because airlines and travel companies and tourism, and, you know, that cannot survive if you've only got 10 or even 20 or 25% of people who are, you know, vaccinated and, you know, and playing ball with this vaccine passport nonsense. Because companies at the end of the day and you know, are trying to make business, are trying to make money. And, you know, Europe largely doesn't produce really that much. And they are service-based, you know, economies. And they are reliant heavily on tourism. And eventually, you know, the cracks will appear in that, because you're already seeing it over here where you had a lot of people went to Portugal, and our government moved the goalposts again and put Portugal back on an amber list while people were out there, because it was one of the few countries which was on a kind of a green light country where you could actually go and travel there. Mm-hmm. And they moved the goalposts. And Ryanair came out and they condemned Boris Johnson and his government heavily. So this thing, you know, it's untenable unless there is mass compliance with these vaccines. So if that's true, and I hope it is, that's very encouraging.
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to have to go search for the links to those to that conference. I'm sure he had video footage, and I'll try to share it with you and others here. It is encouraging, though, and yeah, that's all we can keep doing, is just try to getting the information available to those who will listen, you know, but they have to come to us, of course, do their own research. Well, it just flew by, as always, Paul, but look forward to having you back, of course, next Monday.
Thank you for having me, Richard.
Yes, sir. And I believe you'll be joining me this Saturday as well. If anyone's up early morning, folks, tune in.
I will indeed.
Sounds great. Thank you, sir. All right, folks. Well, please support RBN. As always, it's what keeps everything running here, your donations. Stick around for Patrick Slattery with National People Radio, and we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.